Blog Talk Radio.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Or, as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm already standing by on Facebook, Twitter, as well as the Blog Talk chat room for your questions and comments. Hello, everybody.
What up, what up?
All right, and that lovely voice is the producer, Supreme Candace.
As always.
Hey.
See that.
How's everybody?
All right.
Yeah.
So how was everyone week?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
Man. Yep, ditto.
I'm good.
Yeah. So it's been chips all the way around, hasn't it?
Now for the terrible truth.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, week is all right. Big. I mean, we're going to get this out of the way. Big week for my fam, Anthony Davis, man, going to the number one overall draft pick in the NBA, going to the New Orleans Hornets. Definitely got to say what's up
to
my
what's
man.
What's up?
Arena, what's going on? Booster, Easter, Anthony. That's out. Just put it out there. Just let y'all know the Truth Brothers are taking all loans. So if y'all are willing to donate to the Truth Brothers.
Some of that money just happened to fall out of his pocket. We will be there to scoop it up.
I'm just saying. Nah, I don't want y'all to think of that. But, yeah, big. This is truly congratulations.
Yeah,
to that, man.
That's great, man. That's a wonderful story.
Yeah. So big shouts out to them. And
Man, I'm happy for him, man. I think it's a good thing, man.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
It's nice to see good people, good things happen to good people, and he's a good brother.
Yeah, he's a real cool dude. 19, man.
Makes some good barbecue too.
He's just 19.
Worth a few
meals.
Yeah,
worth a few.
And just saying and at the bar, he looked at me and said, "What you doing with your life?"
Yeah,
I can't
get
say
by.
Nothing. Yep.
He slapped me.
So who we hollering at?
First, we got to say what's up to Maya Hawkins, as always. Sam Lee, we heard you're going to be listening. What's up, bro? And to Melissa and Mel and Stacy, who will be married this Saturday. So congratulations to y'all. And we got to say happy birthday to Jawanza Aminu and Pinky Macklin. Jawanza, what's up, man?
All right.
Hey.
And yeah,
B-Day.
Yeah, you know, we got some birthdays coming up on the weekend. So
yeah, we'll handle that Monday. Yeah,
yeah. And for those who will be popping fireworks, happy 4.
Yeah,
because we got to say that now.
Happy, be safe. Don't blow your hands and fingers off and
go running around with your Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. Yeah, you gonna grab your flag and wave it around?
Of course, but mine will have 3 colors.
I know that's true. Panda?
Straight color.
Don't plan on it.
Yeah, I don't.
But I will be popping off some Roman candles.
Okay. Yeah, that's for your birthday, though.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good. I almost went there at the Itchy Kitty. If y'all want to catch me at the Itchy Kitty making it rain, it will happen. But I'm gonna make it hell because it's gonna be nickels only. Hey,
right.
Going to matter. Duck.
Duck and weave.
There you go. Hey, nickels add up.
Yeah. Don't we got a letter?
We got a letter?
We do. We have a letter from Miss Alicia Ivy.
Oh.
Who made a comment about tonight's topic, which is father's rights.
Oh.
Saying that this should be good, meaning the topic. I will say, though, spent quality time means more than money. If I could ever give back every dime in exchange for time, I would without a second thought. But my children have good men as fathers that are human and have made mistakes. I haven't and wouldn't ever degrade their father to them. I want them to have the utmost respect for their father as they do for me and love them in spite of their flaws. And I'm going to leave it at that for now. Wish this time didn't clash with my Bible study, because these topics are good.
All right.
And we'd like to thank so too. So
yeah, thank you
for looking
study.
On that comment. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Now the Bible study. How much studying do you got to do before you're ready for the test?
I mean, the test comes at the Omega part.
Not I guess, at the, I'm just hey, I'm just
that
saying
comes at the Omega
you,
part.
I'm sure God wouldn't mind. Matter of fact, God is on line four, so He's listening to True
Brothers.
There
you go.
So, you
there
should
you
check
go.
Tuning in.
Woo, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. Boy, I was going to get into the jokes, but no.
All right.
But real quick, another, got to say what's up to Ashley Mills, because she did send us another
yes,
letter.
Yes, she did. Yes,
so
she did.
We just want you to know, I know you're probably out there listening. We got your letter, and no, we're not doing any Ask the Truth Brothers no time soon, because we don't want no
yeah, she asks you a question every week.
Don't she?
What color's your underwear?
Purple.
This is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with the terrible truth. This part of the terrible truth is brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found.
And Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills. Sleep like a king.
But to get
all over. Right, and speaking of sleeping like a king and doctors, you know, health care got upheld by the Supreme Court.
If you're not happy, I'm the only one clapping here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. Cool.
The Republicans wasn't clapping. Yay.
There you go.
There it is.
Quick enough.
Yeah. But you know, hey, that was a very, very good and yet surprising move.
It was. I personally thought it wasn't going to get upheld.
Did you?
I really did.
No, I know.
You knew?
Yeah.
Really?
I had a strong...
you knew John Roberts was going to be the one to
yeah.
save it.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, and but... Republicans hate him now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what's crazy... Well, I ain't going to say what's crazy, but my thing about... Like, I was telling the brother earlier in the week, I was at the barbershop, and I was having this discussion with a guy about it, and he was saying that, you know, I don't see how it benefits me. You're going to be taking money out of my taxes to pay for my free health care. If I don't have a job, if I don't have a job, how am I supposed to pay for that? I said, you don't have a job and you get income tax, right? Yeah.
Right.
He said, I'm like, well, dude, the money you spend to get them Jordans from your income tax, just thank the people who fixed your leg when you broke it.
There you go.
Right.
They're not coming directly for you as an, oh man, hey,
that's
that'll
right.
be $750,000.
And if he doesn't, I mean, since he's in Illinois, since you had this conversation here, since he doesn't have a job, then he will qualify for the expanded Medicaid plan
exactly.
that's under the provisions, because this state will definitely opt into it and he'll be covered.
Yeah.
See how that works.
But people are, I don't think they got a grasp. All they heard
no.
was free health care. And
right.
they thought nothing was supposed to come with that.
Right.
But you should have known that, look, if you have, and the way I read the bill when I checked out my stats, and the thing I didn't see was if your vision and dental are covered by. I didn't find that.
I do believe yes, because your vision and dental is covered under Medicare.
Okay. Well, then,
so
yeah.
So I'm going to assume that, yeah. And like most people who are in health care plans, who, you know, if you like your job's health care plan and you're happy with it,
right.
you don't have to change anything.
Right, exactly.
And a lot of those include vision and dental. So it's safe to
assume
that.
Yeah, because I was about to say, if I have a job, that was going to be my
right.
statement, actually. If I have a job that covers me for dental and vision, why would I roll over into something that don't have dental and vision? But, you know, whatever. But, yeah, great, great move by President Obama. I think it, in some sorts, boosted his chance of getting reelected, which
yeah,
he shouldn't
yeah.
be too worried about.
Oh, real quick, LaCrush Hart is in the chat room. We're going to just say, hey, she's got she's off this week, so she decided to hang out and check out Truth Brothers.
Oh, okay, enjoy your vacation.
Enjoy your vacation, LaCrush.
Yeah.
This is a G-rated show.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
We see how
yeah.
you get down.
Yeah, we
not
we
trying
know.
To roll
right.
that way right now.
Right. Wait
we'll
till the children
PG
go 13. To bed. Right.
PG-13.
Yeah, we definitely not G-rated.
All right. And if anybody got any comments about health care or any questions, 818-514-1202.
And remember, the second hour conversation will be the father's rights. But right now we're getting into our first hour, what we usually and always do, is the terrible truth. Now, Man who says he accidentally killed lover after she bit his genitals during sex gets 7 years in jail.
Wow.
How you like?
Because it wasn't an accident.
Well,
okay. Yeah, here we go.
Let's see how it happened. We don't know yet. Let's not jump the gun here. A Nova Scotia man was sentenced to 7 years in prison for a case of fatal foreplay. James Leroy Leopold, 33, was sentenced Wednesday for manslaughter in the death of his girlfriend, Laura Lee Robinson, in April of 2011. Now, he got sentenced this Wednesday, though.
Yeah.
So it's been a year he had to think about that. Leopold claimed he accidentally killed Robinson with a blow to the neck.
That blow she gave her got her a blow to the neck.
Yeah, blow to the neck after she bit his penis during a drunken sexual encounter.
Hey, I told you about the wisdom teeth.
This is a no tool zone.
He gave her that no fee. Remember no fee?
Damn, Justice said no biting on the blast bag.
There you go. There you go.
Authorities charged him with second-degree murder, claiming Robinson was asphyxiated. But a jury... She was asphyxiated.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a jury convicted him Wednesday of his lesser manslaughter charge. Leopold said he panicked and hid the 47-year-old woman's body in a wooden area in Greenfield, Nova Scotia. Hold on. Leopold will get 1 year off his sentence for time served.
And he's done.
Yeah, no, he got 7 years. But
he gets 1 year off. Okay,
so
okay. So
all of a sudden,
he was, ouch!
Told you, no biting.
Dang, now what am I going to do?
Take it to the head.
Might as well make that sex change official.
What's a snake without the venom?
Oh, man. Just
a worm.
Just
there you go.
Just wow.
I'm a piranha now.
Maybe she thought it was tequila.
We got a caller.
347, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
LaCrush Hearts.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great.
Right, what's going on?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's well. Sister, how are you?
I'm swell.
Yes,
the topic
swell.
Y'all talking about, the poor man.
The poor man.
I got to say the poor man, but I don't see how he got 7 years.
Because you just
you're
swell, but actually he was swell.
Yeah, he was swell.
Yep. After that bite.
I mean, but
right. But my thing is, if somebody listen, it's a reaction. Shouldn't that have been self defense?
Not if you put a screwdriver to the temple. Ouch.
Nah, I mean he did, but he said he from the story it says he chopped her in the neck. That punched her in the neck or whatever the case
Jim
did.
Kirk.
But that is, I agree with LaCrush, though. It is a reaction because how many times have you been kicked in the balls by a little kid and your instant thing is let me punch him, but you catch yourself
Well, then
real
he should have called himself.
No, that's a kick versus a bite.
Ah, okay.
That's a kick versus a bite. LaCrush,
but not only that, she was in the vicinity. See, if a kid kicked you, he run away. He back it up. He doing something. But,
right.
I mean... She was in she was basically in his line of fire. Like, if I was going to grab my nuts or, first thing you do is you try to get that thing off of you or you try to push the head away or something like that. So, technically, it was self-defense. If you're standing there, if you bit me or if you put harm to me and I react like that, all I can do is react because it is a sensitive area.
I believe because of the fact that it was during sex, like, it's not the fact that it's a reaction. They should have been, I'm sure every judge was up there like, man, you
you know what?
I mean, I don't think he purposely grabbed her neck, but I mean, if he hit her, it wasn't like he purposely, he hit her to get her off of himself. You know, I don't think he meant to kill her. Like, it wasn't his intention, just like it wasn't her intention to bite him.
Right, but you know what? In this case, I am going to take up for the woman, because women have it way rougher than dudes, especially when you a young cat and you trying to learn and you keep missing the spot. That ain't good for a woman, and you ain't heard of no woman killing somebody yet.
Listen, you preach it to the choir, because I done got caught in the eye on my first try, so I already know.
Oh, here we go.
You're preaching to the choir.
First off, she go, ow, hey, wait a minute. You not playing long darts.
That is nasty. But at the end of the day, dude was 33 and she was 47, though. Like, I'm sure.
Well, she's had way
more
experience.
Well, then she had more. She should know to watch some wisdom teeth.
Whoa. First off, how we know it wasn't Kiki Friday at their house? First off.
Okay.
You don't know how not to.
Hot Polish Friday.
Some things you know not to chew. You don't chew a popsicle. You don't. I mean.
Well, you know, some guys like that now. Hold on.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
Some dudes that.
Some guys like that. You know, they like it a little rough.
Yep.
Treat it like
I know this is a G-rated show. Let me shut up.
It's a G-rated show. Let me stop.
Yeah, not on the real, but I'm not that type of guy. But some dudes do like a nibble every once in a while.
I'm gonna find out right now.
Some dudes nibble. But we gotta take a quick break.
Yeah, we gonna take a
break. Thank you, LaCrush, for adding celebrity to this.
That's right.
We'll be right back with more True Brothers. Hang on with us, LaCrush.
Truth Brothers Radio.
It's still bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip. It's bigger than hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. One thing about music, when it's real, they get scared. Got a slave before the welfare. Ain't no food, clothes, or health care. I'm down for guerrilla warfare. All my niggas put your guns in.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Keep thinking.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. Justice, we see you in the chat room going nuts. So, no pun intended. And on to my brother Ray with the next Truth Brother story.
All right. Man arrested after killing and eating dog while high on synthetic marijuana.
Oh,
bath salts, baby.
Oh, bath salts.
Oh, yes.
With a
Wait,
flavor.
You said synthetic marijuana.
Yes. They,
so what was
they label some of that synthetic marijuana as bath salts.
Oh, that's some bull.
Yeah, they do.
Synthetic
marijuana.
Yeah. A drug fuel rampage led a man to attack several people and chase around a neighbor while growling like an animal before he brutally killed and ate a dog.
That was DMX.
Cops arrived at a home in Waco, Texas on June 14th after a man called 911 to report a man living in his house that was going crazy. Police said Michael Teron Daniel, Nucker, told his housemates that he was on a bad trip after taking synthetic K2 and began attacking them.
Where did this happen?
This is in Waco.
Waco, Texas. Okay.
Yeah, you know where them buildings went down.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the FBI got a little heavy handed. FBI got a little heavy handed in Waco.
Yeah,
Daniel allegedly assaulted another man who lived at the home. Sergeant Patrick Swanson of the Waco Police Department told the press that when the neighbor tried to intervene, Daniel got on his hands and knees and began barking and growling like a dog.
X baby, what?
That was one.
Yeah. And DMX, ain't what he do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he do. Then he chased the neighbor. Then he chased a neighbor who ran into his house. Horrified witnesses watched Daniel turn his drug-fueled rage into a medium-sized spaniel mix.
There you go.
Who belonged to one of his housemates, began biting and choking the animal.
Of course.
Sergeant Swanson said Daniel then took a bite out of the dog, ripping pieces of flesh and eating them.
They're called doggy style.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, how come the dog didn't get to kill him?
Dog was dead.
Police showed up to find Daniel sitting on the porch with the dog carcass on his lap. Yes,
Scrappy.
Sir. There you go.
Got Scrappy with him.
Got Scrappy.
Hey, you know what?
Get out of this one. He's bad, man. This synthetic drugs, man.
You know what? Forget it. I'm going to just do it. I'm going to just go ahead. Get on some bath salts.
No, you're
man.
Not.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Come in here, man.
We are not going to do a terrible true story on one of our own. That's not going to happen.
Come in, man. Just why is there no hole in this wall? And punch.
Oh, we're not
a hole
no,
in there, man.
No.
Like, I
no,
know.
Divine from Truth Brothers Radio was found on top of his house showering. No, we ain't going to do
it. Yep.
For bath salts. Mm-mm.
Yep. Dancing naked. To much glee of others.
No.
I'm curious to what exactly is the bath salts doing to people.
Making them blank. It's a hallucinogen.
But that's what I'm saying.
So it's just making them go on bad trips.
Who invented the bath salt trend? Like, when did that become the new Twitter trend?
The same person that was sitting in the lab that came up with ecstasy and said, I got about 3 years to make a mint before they banned this.
But there
same
you go.
Thing with
that's,
that.
At least with ecstasy, though. You was going around, hey, man, it's a pill. It got a lady shaped on it. Don't ask me. I never saw one nor took one, but I'm just saying. You're handing them out versus a dude, hey, man, go to Walgreens, give me some Calgon, bring it back, the whole box. We're going to open it, and we're going to have a party. Like, who does that?
I think LaCroix said she was one of
She's got a good point, though.
Yeah, she said herbal incense that folks are using to get – people are getting high off incense now, too.
You know what? I knew it was a little bit too strong with them Jamaicans I was buying mine from. No, y'all laughing. I'm serious right now. Like, look at my face. I'm here. This is a gift to y'all I'm giving. Listen. Now, when I got my Jamaican incense, they had one called Booty Lust, right? Now, I'm serious. Hear
Booty
me out.
Lust.
Booty Lust.
All right.
Booty Lust, right? I guess it was for the guys. That's what they. I assume that that's what they say. Because Booty Lust is, you know, you thinking, oh, man, these two guys.
No, Jamaicans don't get down like that.
Yeah, they call them fun boys. I know.
Yeah, no.
A booty clock, whatever. But anyway, I get it from the dude. I'm like, hey, man. And he say, hey, man, smell these. When I smelt them. What did he?
When you smelt them.
When I smelt the Booty Lust.
He didn't just say that.
In the chat room.
Oh, you smelled the booty. No, you didn't smell the Booty Lust.
That was the name of the incense, though.
Just say you smelt the incense.
No, I'm securing my masculinity to say I smelt the Booty Lust. That's cool with me. I don't need nobody out here. Oh, Devon. Yeah. Nah, whatever. Yeah. Trending worldwide.
This is your fault, LaCroix.
There it is. No, I'm just saying the name of the incense was Booty Lust.
Okay, so.
Go ahead.
No, I smelled them, and I instantly felt like I had to press the second button on the bathroom because, like, it just had.
So it smelled like booty?
Yeah, but it also got you to a high. Like, it was so bad that it's like, oh, my God. I feel like I'm rolling up. Like, that type of thing.
Good.
Like, I was like, what the hell is that?
Jasmine, cherry. I'll give me the traditional ones then.
Well,
When he burned it, no joke. When he burned it, it smelled good. No joke. It's crazy. Before he burns them, you'd be like, oh, my God, who forgot to wipe? But when he lit it smelled pretty good. Crazy business. I guess it's part of them toxins. So I'm guessing whatever they put in that.
Just as stupid.
Did you start licking on the ladies' room door?
I went to zombie mode, though. I don't want you. I just want to lick your seat when you get up.
Wow.
Duh.
ugh, is there any way I can get this lid off, lady? Can I get this lid
tell
off?
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
I didn't.
Again.
I lick it.
That's nasty.
Like go, Candace. Just go.
Ew. I'm just kind of.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to switch this up a little bit, just a little bit.
Cool.
Burglar offers trade-off with victims. Yeah, let's see how this goes. Hours after breaking into a home, a burglar dialed up the victimized homeowner's cousin, asking if he could stop by, swap some of the stolen items in exchange for a few personal items he left behind. Como News in Washington State reports that the only thing...
Yep.
The alleged burglar asked in return from the homeowners was that they not call police to report the actual crime. It's very unusual, Sergeant Kevin Crane of the Bremerton Police Department told Como. I've never seen this happen before where a burglar contacts the victim trying to make a deal to exchange things he left behind for some of the items he stole from the victims.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry. I kind of left my wallet in your house after I stole your big screen TV, but I'd be willing to, you know, give you your DVDs back if I could get my driver's license.
No, you can't get your DLP back.
I need the DLP, but I give you back that your DVDs.
I give you back the Five Heartbeats and Thor.
Yeah.
There you go. You can have those.
You
back.
Can have those
and
back.
Blade. Earlier, the burglar had fled the scene of the crime after he broke into the residence, only to find one of the occupants, a former Marine,
there you
was
go.
At
yep.
home and holding a gun.
Hoorah.
Wait. Say that again.
Earlier, the burglar had fled the scene of the crime after he broke into the residence, only to find one of the occupants, a former Marine, was at home... Right.
Yep.
Is
was
that
at
my
home
TV soldier?
Holding a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Get
oh,
out.
Yeah.
I have a gun. Travis Foreman.
Yeah, that ain't how he said it.
Notice how country she came.
Yeah,
with.
That is not how he said it.
We in Waco. Where is this?
Look here, knucker.
Oh, well, you know.
I got me a piece. I'm willing to fire.
I'm a PCO.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. He said, get out, I have a gun, Travis Foreman allegedly said, according to Kiro TV. The robber, Shane Jackman, reportedly said,
name.
Yes, sir.
It's not a knuckle.
Before running away. No, it is not.
Oh.
Amongst the items he left behind in the robbery were papers identifying the alleged burglar by name. After realizing he had left some of his own items at the scene of the crime, Jackman then used a mobile phone he had stolen from the house to call the foreman's brother in California.
And noted, he looked through the registry and dialed home.
Yep. Cuzzo. Yo, is this Cuzzo? Hey, man, look. Yeah, I know, right? Listen, I know it's bad at their house, but I can't call their house right now. Look, I left my iPad over there. You think I could swap out a couple of their VCRs, get my iPad back? Call them up. Hit me back on their number and let me know what they say.
Look, I need my wallet. I'll throw in Titanic.
Yeah. Just hit me here.
Give you your Titanic back.
Where I be at? Oh, I'm over here on 55th and Long Lane. I'll be the dude with the big TV.
There you go.
But we'll be right back after these quick messages. From our stolen sponsors.
There you go.
Truth Brothers Radio. Gorillas in the mist. The mainstream team with the pro-black twist. Hard truth soldiers in the game.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'll be going on vacation. See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this biatch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you've got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. dog. You lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No shit. Then you'll be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell, these fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, get feet crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and up out. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
Truth Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio and that little K2 music there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
music.
That's right. Oh, and we have a breaking news alert, everybody. True Brothers boy, Anthony Davis, just got in his first NBA beef.
Yeah, crazy business, man. Kobe, it's between Kobe and Anthony Davis. Kobe asked Anthony, how long have they been together? Anthony say, who? Kobe say, your eyebrows. Anthony say longer than you and Vanessa, and Kobe just sitting there with the you just caught me out here naked face.
Yeah,
good job.
There you go. Yeah, you don't. Hey,
hey, good job.
Hey, you get it.
Big shout out to my girl.
Don't try to do that. We'll bag on you.
Yeah,
we
the rock of this. But anyway, and another shout out to Austin Rivers, man, real quick, because he did get drafted 10, but. Whatever, we'll see how that works. No disrespect.
Go ahead.
Brooklyn boy stabs mom's boyfriend in the back.
LaCrosse. She's out of Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
This is home. Yeah.
Check it out. A fearless 11-year-old Brooklyn hero wielding a kitchen knife saved the lives of his mother and a cousin when his mom's live-in boyfriend snapped off bath salts and started choking. And started choking both women in their Brunswick apartment.
All righty.
Ex-con boyfriend, Timothy Mohammed Pender.
I have told you, no locked doors.
Timothy Mohammed Pender allegedly choked Terrence's mother, Tracy Anderson, 35, in a sustained half-hour attack that spilled over into the hallway, to the kitchen, to the living room. When Terrence's cousin, Kenyetta Parker, 27, tried to help the boy's mother, a crazed Pender allegedly turned his rage on her and yet a vicious choking assault. This is wrong.
Oh.
I had a feeling something was going to happen, the soft-spoken boy told the news in an exclusive interview as his mom, shaking but fighting back tears, looked on. I was frightened. He didn't show it, skinny and baby face. But fast thinking with nerves of steel, Terrence had raced to the kitchen as Pender was throttling Parker. What's up with all my stories, people biting and choking? But anyway, grabbing what his mother called a small steak knife in his little fingers.
Yeah, what Muhammad calls a shank.
I didn't say anything. I just stood there for like 2 or 3 minutes, he recalled. I wanted to see if he would get off her, but he didn't. He was choking my cousin. She was punching him, trying to get him off. Then that's when I thought I had enough. At 11, there was only one way to stop the savage assault. Terrence approached Pender from behind and stabbed him in the back. I did it. He said, matter of factly. Then he ran from the room to seek help, descending a dozen flights.
He ran from the room because he turned around and said, little knuckle.
You think you tough. You stink.
Shot me in my pinky toe.
Oh, he hit the Denzel Lorenzo at the end. Oh. Dinner. I want to go home.
Cases on all y'all.
He said descending a dozen flights of stairs from the apartment. I didn't look back. I just kept going. Cops descended at the scene and arrested Pender, who was charged with second-degree assault, criminal obstruction of breathing, and criminal mischief.
Breathing?
Yeah. Criminal obstruction of breathing.
That's right.
Okay.
Good for the boy.
Hold on. Pender was admitted to Brookdale University Hospital on Sunday with knife wounds that were not life-threatening, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't immediately clear how serious his injuries are. This is the part that's going to get you, bro. Little boy say, I was shaken up after the incident, Terrence said. So I played me some Grand Theft Auto 4. It made me calm down.
Oh.
As his mother, now safe and sound, listened to Terrence's homespun wisdom, she said with emotion, he's my only child. That's my baby.
I needed to calm down, so I played my video game where I get to beat the crap out of old folks in steel cars.
You know, it calms me. As
Brooklyn.
Application.
Oh, dear.
Go Brooklyn.
BK Nets. Knuckles. Jigger.
Hey, man. I like Jigger. Shut up.
Ain't nothing wrong with Jigga. It's these stabbers that's walking around here.
I ain't mad at you, LaCrush.
That's right. You rep Brooklyn.
BK all day.
Top.
Yeah, I mean, son. I don't even know what that means no more. I just blurt it out every time. You just say son at the end of everything.
Everything.
And in Brooklyn.
Do they still say son?
Ask LaCrush. I'm sure they do because I was watching Tanisha Gets Married.
Yes, they do.
And, yeah, they still say son. Hey, I have some cheese with that, son. I'm going to get my son. Like, I didn't even know.
Right.
I'm going to get my son and daughter, son. Like, that really? That's what you're
saying?
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right.
Go ahead.
Man,
accent.
Really?
Loves it.
Yeah.
I had a girl back in college who was from New York.
Not son, but son.
Yeah, I can't do it.
She's checking us.
Yeah.
Come on, we got to get it right.
Yeah.
Got to get it right.
Let me talk to the crush for a second real quick before you get to yours.
Oh, shit.
First off, I don't know how to. We say Joe here. That's what
right.
we say.
Yeah,
Chicago.
That's true.
Right. We
that's
say
true.
Joe.
Right.
What's up, Joe?
What's
like,
up?
Dude name could be Philip. What's up, Joe? But anyway.
But my name's Philip. Shut up, Joe.
Yeah, before I slap you, Joe. But another thing is, like, you know, so son is cool, but I had a girl who was from New York, one of them boroughs, BK up there, to Girl LaCrush. And she had, I'm not even going to lie, their accent is kind of sexy for the females, but they're too aggressive.
I was going to say that temper.
They got a temper out this world.
You have a temper, too. You throw your garbage and shit out the window.
Who throw garbage? Oh,
I'm
oh.
Don't get out.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at work.
No,
like, because I used to ask her, like, yo, you have you? Because I never seen nobody from New York like that. So when I met her, I was like, hey, have you ever been to 106 and Park and Rucker Park and all these? I don't know them places, God. Like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm scared now. Like, where'd the knife come from? Where did you get that knife? How did it just appear in your hands? Like, what you mean?
No, man. One of my best friends, man, was from Brooklyn, man. Smooth Ness, man. Rest in peace, bro. That was my boy, man. And he had that, man. He had that laid back Brooklyn, but boy, he had that temper too.
That's
he had that.
What's with the I'm mad in Brooklyn for? Like, everybody's mad. Like, man, God, I just woke up and they only had Frosted Flakes, son. Like, who's mad? Because, okay, you mad because you got sugar on your flakes now? That's what's hot in the streets now, right? Oh, God. I told you no pope in my un juice, son. Like, not orange, un. I told you, God, I don't like that in my un juice, son. Like.
Yeah, she said the blade was from inside the cheek.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
See, I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
Because I was looking at her eyes. She had some gorgeous eyes. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Woo. Shout out to my listener who's from New York. I'm sure she's listening, but woo, she had gorgeous eyes. Can't say a name now, though.
Right. Okay, check it out. Man threatens to beat up neighbor, but he's got to poop first. Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I can't say what I want to say, but go ahead.
Okay. A 54-year-old man was arrested after sheriff's investigators say he threatened to kick a neighbor's butt after moving his bowels.
Of course, because you got to do it.
You got to, yes, that's right.
Shoot a deuce for you shoot a dude.
There you go. 818-514-1202. What could be called the case of the post-poop planning posterior plumbing?
Too many
played out. Yeah, played out June 17th in Monterey Way in Port Lucie, Florida.
Woo!
Yeah,
sounds nasty.
Yeah. Recently released records state that Robert Gabriel Gernot, 54, ultimately was arrested on a misdemeanor assault charge. When I get done taking a shit, I'm gonna kick your.
That's all in the statement.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they had to write that part down.
Yeah, hey, they're quoting him.
Whatever.
He was quoted as to telling a 40-year-old neighbor. Initially, the deputy said the neighbor came to his home and began a conversation. I told him I was in a bad mood and didn't want to talk. Gwinnett said he threatened to beat my buttocks.
That's Sandusky-ish. I don't like that.
You should see this dude. Gernot told the deputy that he didn't feel afraid, but he wanted the deputy to tell the neighbor not to bother him that day.
All right.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Oh, is that it? You don't want to finish?
I mean, if you can.
I'm just saying, hey. Meanwhile, the neighbor told the deputy that he had planted a plant in Gernot's mother's yard. I gave Gernot a beer and a cigarette, and the neighbor told the deputy. Then he started calling his mother a dirty whore. Typically, mothers don't like being called that. The neighbor said he got upset and told Gernot to quit speaking about his mother that way. And that's when Gernot threatened him.
That just sounds like a sophisticated argument.
That's what it sounds like.
It just sounds like one of them arguments like your mother belongs to the devil's niece. Like something that just doesn't say. Those are fighting words. You take back calling me a common dandy. Like, that type of thing. Like, it doesn't sound like two old people arguing.
Fighting around the world.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like the type of thing that would spark me to say, you know what? Boy, as soon as I drop this load, I swear to God I'm coming back with something with this switchblade that I keep in my cheek to kill you. Like, that just, it don't do that for me. But whatever, you know, hey. Old people are killers now.
They be snapping. Remember the old woman who shot the dude windows out because he wouldn't kiss her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to think about that. I thought you were talking about the other old lady who the dude wouldn't sleep with her, so she went crazy on the boyfriend.
Oh, right.
One. Yeah. Crazy stories, man. I love
No, the people. One that was the old lady that beat the dude for cheating at Monopoly.
Yeah, I remember that one too. Man, we got a bunch of old people going crazy. It's like New Florida.
That's a mess.
Whatever.
All right, my story. A man shoots himself trying to hit a snake.
Ooh, which snake was he aiming for? Well, shot himself in the thigh.
Let's find out.
Trying to give himself that personal sex change.
Can't take it no more.
I done shot myself. I'm sorry.
You a mess. A Molino man tried to remove a rattlesnake from his yard, but shot himself instead. Escambia County deputies, 55-year-old Michael Howell, was taken by family to West Florida Hospital around 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Howell says he was trying to kill a snake in his yard. When Howell spotted the snake, he told deputies he went inside to grab a gun to kill it. But in the yard, Howell says that the rattler slithered its way around Howell's right leg, tripping him.
How did he get that close to it? And how did the snake just... You're going to get the gun. I'm going to trip you.
What kind of snake was it?
It was a rattlesnake.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, rattlesnakes don't usually rap and trip you. They just bite you.
But in the yard, Howell says the rattler slithered its way around Howell's right leg, tripping him. Howell says the snake was pinned beneath him, and when he tried to free it, the weapon discharged.
Let me say something.
How do you fall on a snake and not get bit?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I'm just.
He got bit by the bullet. I mean, you know, I'm paying for
it. Maybe the snake was laughing so hard. Like, I could bite you, but.
Hal shot himself in
What's
the back
the point?
Of
What's
the ankle.
Point? You could use a swollenness, but whatever. I'm sorry. Did we cut you off? I'm sorry, Candace.
No,
y'all, just, you know
it
what?
Happens every week. Whatever.
You know
that's,
what happened?
That's fine. No.
I was sitting here
no,
thinking
I paused
about
too
the
long.
Snake. The
that's
snake
fine.
Was
that's
just.
Fine. No.
I'm just seeing a dude just see the rattlesnake as he probably was thinking, oh, no, the snake is going to get me. He just decided, well, it's here. Now I'm going to shoot myself. Right, I'll tell you what he did. Boy, he happened. Well, I'll tell you what happened. Remember that first story we just did?
Uh-huh.
That's what happened to him.
Uh-huh.
He went straight, pow. Ooh.
Bit off.
I can't go. I can't see you to jail, so I hurt you my other way. Yeah.
Like,
bit him
oh,
in the, bit his head.
Yeah. How did you? Okay, I'm going to get the. Oh, wait, the snake done wrapped. I'm falling. I don't. Damn.
Yeah.
Miss.
I wasn't using
it. And who sees a snake and decides, I'm going to come back and get my gun for the snake?
You know what? Depending, because I have, dude, I have a humendous,
humendous.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a new word. I have a huge fear of snakes. I don't like, I don't play that snake game. Like, I don't like shooting dice and rolling snake eyes, the type of fear I have for snakes, right? And since I feel him. Like, I don't feel him shooting himself in the leg, but I feel him as far as them fear. I don't like snakes. I hate snakes, dude. Like, you know, just whatever. Like, if you walked in my house and had a snake on your shoulders, I throw my baby at you. Like, instantly. Like,
really?
I would, dude.
Your child.
Yeah. And with a straight face, if I could post this on Truth Brothers' website with a straight face, I'm looking like, yes, I would throw my baby at you. Here, take him. You know,
okay.
One of us got to keep the legacy going.
Wow.
Better the dad.
Wow.
He ain't been here long anyway. Boo yourselves laughing, but very serious right now. My baby would lose his life. Hey, I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's messed up.
No,
that's
it's
really
not.
Messed up.
No, it's not. Whatever you say, I don't care.
How you
going
to throw your damn baby? In order to protect you from the snake.
Okay, Candy.
And let your baby get ate up by the damn snake.
Okay, our fearless producer here.
Yeah.
An alligator walk in your house right now, right?
I'm going to eat
your
that
Your daughter is downstairs
I like
sorry.
I didn't say
you
gonna it.
You going to cook them?
I didn't. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
The
I
person.
Love,
now,
I love alligators. All right,
but
okay.
You wouldn't
and
cook
you,
a lobster.
You picked
But you would eat an alligator. Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry.
Oh. No, I missed it. What did you say? I'm looking at the chat room. Say it again.
I said you wouldn't cook the lobster. Because you felt bad for
oh,
him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where you at?
Hey, Truth Brothers Radio, that's what we do, baby.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't.
Who you almost said? Because.
You're going to tell
no.
a lobster story.
No, I'm she, not.
That's what
you all
did. I tried to get her to do it. That's
no.
what I wanted her to do.
How about no? I'm not.
But the lobster
no.
cried.
818-514-1202. Anybody
no.
want to hear
like
lobster
alligator.
Story, call
no,
in and
I'll
ask Candace.
If
no,
the lobster came up, if the lobster came up on your door, I know you kicked the lobster. But a crocodile comes in here, and he's just, yep, just like.
He's going to be soup.
Right.
But the lobster.
Oh, no. He cried a little bit on the inside. Look. Don't
it was
play
on the outside.
Come on, tell the lobster story.
In a nutshell.
There we go.
Here we go.
Let me take one more pull off this Pepsi in my
you
hand.
You know what?
Yeah,
both of you all getting cussed out the next
cool.
commercial break.
That's 11 minutes from now.
R-rated.
Let's hear the story.
NC-17 style. But anyway, really quick. Not funny, LaCrush. You
won't get. What'd she say?
She said, in a lobster shell.
There you go.
Okay, a couple of years ago, I was going to set up a nice scavenger hunt for my fiancé.
Okay.
At the time.
Hey,
so, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I'm going to set up the whole you did.
Uh-oh.
I'm writing little cards and stuff, going to the job, put the card on this job. I got specific instructions. All right, great. Got the crib all laid out, rose petals, bath water, the whole you did. Everything is beautiful. Right. So I said, you know what? I'm going to make a lobster dinner. Now, this is in my novice stages of cooking. Now, I
yeah,
because
she's
now.
A piece now. Everybody's Truth Brothers
chef.
Radio.
Yeah.
Candace is a beast. She needs a show on the Food Network.
Yeah.
Matter of fact,
we've been trying to get her to do YouTube clips to give helpful hints about cooking, but
and she
it's
also
take a little more pride in y'all.
She also, no joke, real quick, she got a website of all her cakes and desserts that she does or do. And I'm just saying,
Sharon
Delligence,
decadent desserts,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
She needs to cut that commercial real
yeah.
quick so we can plug.
We've been
that
trying to get
show.
Her to do that.
Yo, honestly though, if you
best cheesecakes in this state.
In this side of
Ecuador, dog.
Yeah,
like,
but go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We digress. We'll go back to that.
Go ahead. No.
Anyway, all right. So anyway, I said, okay, I'm gonna make a lobster dinner. Now I was new at this whole you dig. So I go to this famous restaurant that everybody knows of to go buy live lobsters, and I'm going to cook them at home. Yeah, so I go and I'm. Spent the dough, bought two of them, you know, brought them back to the crib.
You bought two?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, Sebastian and the other one.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm following the instructions. Okay, get a big stock pot of water. All right, check. Put it on boil. Take them out the refrigerator, you dig, you know. And I get ready to lure one in, and you know, it started to scream a little bit. It scared me, and I flipped
it because the
backwards.
Water was boiling. Right?
Founder, Sebastian, what are they doing to you?
He don't want us for pets. She want to cook us.
So I get,
even
I get,
human.
Can I?
I'm sorry.
So I go, Lord, and it screams and whatnot. I get scared and jerk my hand back, so it flies across the room. So now I'm trying to chase it around and
it's trying to run from
me. I'm like, I got to get this thing out the house. So I'm trying to get the long handle dustpan and try to pick it up, you know. And
okay, finally, the claws wasn't out. The claws were still wrapped up, though, right?
Yeah. But,
because they couldn't, right.
Why don't you grab them, pick them up?
Pick them up.
How about no? Okay. Shit. It wasn't good. Yeah, I meant that.
You picked them up to put them in the water.
How about no? No, they had the little.
He looked at you with them big eyes. On,
no, like them claws looked at me, G, and I'm, no. Anyway, so I get the long handle dustpan and I kind of.
Scooted them.
Yeah, outside.
You threw them outside.
Yeah. Yeah,
in good old dry land, yeah.
Right
where he made it through
and
the night.
And he's looking for a river, and ran up on a cat who said, "Oh yeah, I can help you. Follow me."
Yeah.
Heathcliff said, "Oh yeah,
I remember
a river."
Remember when Tom was in the alley with his boy?
Yeah.
Remember when Tom was in the alley digging through cans, turning the lid over like, "Oh, you can put that fishbone down.
We got lobster. What happened to the other one then?" You threw him out too.
He followed him.
Go
yeah.
be you two. Go be free. Heathcliff said, "Come here.
Yeah.
I got you."
And he's not going to fight because it's.
Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't told this story. I had vowed not to ever, ever, ever tell anybody this story.
Yeah.
So, thank you, gentlemen, for putting
your husband told me a long time ago. Your husband told me a long time ago, and that was just the funniest thing to me because I laughed hard.
It was. So, yep, there you have it. Lobster story.
But he still married you, which is great.
And begged for his life. The two lobsters begged for their life.
And you said, okay.
No, because everything else was off the chain. So, I mean, you know, the lobster got turned to steak and baked potato. And,
there you go.
And kept moving.
Yeah, yes. Great night. Everything worked out to a T except that one little detail. So, fine.
Yeah, we got some comments coming in on not about your lobster, so
thank
we got
God.
Some for some the second hour conversation.
Oh, okay, good,
that.
Good,
saying,
yeah, because we're
thanks
gonna be
for everybody.
Yeah, 6 minutes, and we'll be getting into that. Is how much is enough enough?
And just basically, we're really gonna delve into the whole father's rights thing, and I'm sure everybody
and child support the whole thing.
Yeah,
and again, we want everybody. This is another one. We want everybody's comment. Just don't be afraid because the two. True brothers here is gonna be talking for the guys, but you know we're telling the truth, and don't get us wrong because we will call out a bum.
Yeah, no doubt. That's
there's
what I
we
really
know. There's a lot
say.
Of bum dudes out there, and we are not talking about them.
I really wanted to say that. You know, thanks for cutting me, but we really wanted to say that we are definitely not playing the whole guys stick together card that they say that we do because truth is truth. And facts are facts, you
yeah.
know, so it doesn't matter what gender you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
That's true. And one thing I really want to express to the ladies, please listen to the content of what we are going to be covering this evening.
Right.
It's so quick to throw our brothers under the bus saying that they're not doing this, they're not doing that, and just going, you know, status quo on the things.
Right.
I mean, now if it look like a duck and sound like a duck, you know, we got to call it what it is.
It's
but
fish.
Keep an open mind, you know. Let's not bash the brothers. And same thing with brothers. No,
yeah.
Let's not bash
the women. That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
that's right.
She ain't letting me see my kid. Nah,
no blanket statements.
We
like,
want to keep it real because
it,
right.
This is very, very.
This is
an epidemic, basically,
yeah,
because
it
it's happening. I mean, everybody knows somebody who's going through this, and let's talk about it. Let's get it out there. Let's deal with it and see how we can fix it.
And a lot of this we're going to get into. Like I said, I really wanted to everybody, like Candace said, like Ray said, let's not let our emotions take over our judgment, because a lot of times we tend to get emotionally involved first before we get to the clear heads prevail. So we're gonna get into all that real quick. But hey, how much time we got? 2 minutes. Can
yep.
I read this real quick?
Go
this
ahead.
Is the funniest thing, right?
All right.
All right. Man doesn't want to go to jail without underwear on. And man who didn't want to go to jail without
what?
Underwear faces an additional charge of possessing them drugs. On May 31st, Fort Walton Beach police officers contacted a man in his Second Avenue residence about an outstanding warrant. The arresting officer wrote in his report that the man became argumentative and said he worked on his bill with the electric company. Worked out his bill with the electric company, but the officer told him this was about an outstanding warrant he received in Okaloosa County. When searching the man, officers found a pocket knife in his right front pants pocket. Then I then felt what appeared to be dirt and a cell phone in the defendant's left front pocket. When officers asked him for his keys, so they could lock up the house, the man said he wanted to go inside and put on underwear as he didn't want to go to jail without underwear on. This ain't Oz. Officers locked his door, the man became extremely nervous and began pleading his case with me. Then they asked if he had anything on him that might get him into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally admitted of having $20 of rock coke. $20 rock of crack cocaine. Officers found the rock and verified it as cocaine with the field test. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance. His actual court date was July 3rd, tomorrow.
Yep. And don't matter. That underwear don't matter now.
Oh, yeah.
They way past that.
Yeah, it's time for some butt lust.
What did you say? Booty juice. There you go. All right. Well, in 2 minutes, we will be getting.
Oh. What we got there?
Yes.
Oh, no. It's I don't know. I need underwear.
Give me
no,
my thongs. I need my thongs for jail.
There you go.
No. That ain't what you want to wear.
That's what he was asking
That's
for.
What he was asking
he
for.
He wanted them thong out jeans.
There you go.
Hey, boys. See anything you like? Speak up.
All right. All right. We'll be back with the second half of Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my ear. Yeah, roll at every station, murder the DJ.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I love you, baby. Oh, maybe that's the Thompson. Confirming. It's gonna be a great game night. Read message.
New message from Shaniqua. Hey, sexy teddy bear.
Oh.
I cannot wait to see that tight ass early in the morning. You will never forget this kitty cat. I ain't got no panties on.
What? Who? I don't know. Whew.
Teddy bear?
Wrong number. I've been getting that a lot this week.
He said your name.
Government.
Say hello to Siri on the most amazing iPhone yet.
New message from your wife. I want a divorce.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. This is the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
I'm standing by Facebook, Twitter, as well as the Blog Talk Radio chat room, where it is off the chain in here today.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
And now, strap on, strap up, and you and all them other nasty
things. Hey, y'all, drop that number again. Drop that number one more time.
All right. 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Want me to sing the number?
All right. And we are going to get into our second hour topic, how much is enough? Father's rights. And this topic kind of picked up a lot of steam when we heard.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah, I was saying we had the Chris Bosh thing.
Yeah, Chris Bosh's ex-girlfriend lawyer was on Tom Joyner. And the lawyer and J. Anthony Brown bumped heads.
They did.
Bumped heads kind of bad.
And turns out that the lawyer was, we actually had the clip. I don't know. We don't have the clip no more. But we had the clip from the Tom Joyner show where J. Anthony Brown actually did make comments to the lady. And the lady went, the lady wound up going back and forth on the show. And, you know, the lady had, her arguments were that, because, long story short, Chris Bosh's daughter's mom lost her job. And J. Anthony Brown was like, you know, that's not Chris Bosh's fault that she lost the job. Now, I think she, what was her monthly that she had to, he had to pay?
They went to court. He gets every other weekends for visitation. Mm-hmm. And he has to pay $2,600 a month in child support. Now, this is what the court laid down.
Right.
And she feels, and her lawyer feels, that that's not enough.
Go ahead.
Because she said that because she lost her job,
yeah,
and her house was getting foreclosed on, that this was the reason why he's not paying enough. And J. Anthony Brown was like, well, how is you losing your job his problem, his fault?
And to not say that, you know, the girl would, it's her fault for losing the job. We don't know how she lost the job.
Right. I mean, right.
That's
right.
What I wanted to know.
And a lot of theories were going about how
theories aside,
yeah.
She could have been downsized. It could have been anything.
Right.
But she lost her job.
And my other statement was, they had asked, the lawyer was getting into the things that Chris Bosh was buying his son that he has with his wife now. Not his girlfriend, but his wife. And they were getting into, he's buying his son that he has with his wife now, a diamond baby pacifier.
Now, we did a little research on that, and we looked up, it was a gift at the shower, and Chris Bosh didn't buy it. It was given to them as a baby shower gift.
Right.
Is it extravagant and knuckleheadish? Yeah, to me it is, right. But the fact of the matter is he didn't buy that.
Right. And I mean, wish we'd have put that picture up, but it's a diamond encrusted baby. It's the back of it has Chris Bosh's basketball number of it with the Miami Heat
right.
colors.
Also, it was two of them. So how do you, I mean, and just in theory,
just
how do you, yeah to me it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean, it was stupid.
It was. It really was. But you know, just in theory, it was two of them. So how do you know that one wasn't for that baby and the other one wasn't for the other child?
Who knows?
Even though the child is three and don't need a pacifier.
Exactly. But maybe during the end of the show or whatever, we'll probably get that clip in. But to get back to, and then she was saying that Chris Bosh is to have, he lives an extravagant lifestyle and everything. And that's what really made me, like, open up, okay, if he has an extravagant lifestyle and you want his daughter to have this extravagant lifestyle, if the mother can't provide this lifestyle for the kid, why not let the father give his daughter that extravagant lifestyle by letting her live with it? Now, I understand it's very hard, and it's kind of like soul-crushing to take a kid from their mom. I understand that, and vice versa, but it tends to become worse when a kid is taken away from their mother.
Also, issue was Chris Bosh is on the Olympic team, mm-hmm. and Chris Bosh will be going to London to participate in the Olympics this summer, and he wanted to take his child with them to London to experience a once-in-a-lifetime thing. She didn't want the child to go. The child is three.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, look, when part of my thing with this is when couples have children, they have them together, but we seem to, especially in this country, we seem to think that, like, the mother just owns the child when it's supposed to be both people raising the child together, and it's supposed to be some equal rights in that. And I just believe if I want to take my child on a trip, you're supposed to trust me as the father, barring that I'm not an idiot, barring that I'm not mm-hmm. irresponsible, barring that I'm not a bum. If I'm just a man doing what I do, mm-hmm. you're supposed to trust me enough to be able to take my child on a trip and know that everything is going to be cool. But the lawyer was arguing that, well, she doesn't know the mother and she doesn't feel comfortable, but that's the father. Just like if the mother starts dating somebody or gets remarried and a husband is in the house, he would have to be cool with this dude. And if he couldn't get along with this dude, he's got to trust that the mother is going to take care of the child.
But the another part of this story, real quick, before we get right into this, they asked the lawyer, what do you believe the amount mothers should receive a month? And the lawyer said the lady should at least a minimum of $30,000 a month.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said. Now go ahead.
Yeah, here's my whole thing. We have a call.
No. Go.
Okay, I'm just really quick. As far as the whole thing, 30,000—that's ludicrous.
Yeah.
But anyway, with having a kid with someone that you're not married to, you know, you're already in a game of pitch and toss as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem here, well, what I think this could be is that the mother is worried that, you know, okay, well, you know, yeah, I had a baby with him, but now if I send my kid off with him, they're going to have a family without me. Mm-hmm. He's going to try to take my baby at some point. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to be left here with absolutely nothing. So basically using this kid as a form of leverage.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, think about it. You know, yeah, I'm going to let you go, but then you sit there the whole time, your family in your ear, your friends in your ear,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you just going to let him go? You're not getting nothing, so he can just have sex with you, and now you got his baby now, and he ain't taking care of him like he should. $2,600, what is that? But then on the flip side of the coin, what if he was just a regular Joe? If he was a regular Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. True.
You wouldn't have nothing to say then, right?
No, that's not true. I bet you would have something to say.
Yeah, but you're not going to go to court asking for $30,000.
No,
child support,
right.
That's not necessary.
Right, right.
Now, it's one thing, you know, to say, okay, you have to afford her $2,600 a month,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the father agrees to, you know, give the kid gifts or make some sort of other arrangement. But we all know how this is going to go.
Right.
Yeah.
We all know how this is going to go.
Okay, we got a caller on the line. 310, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Jerry Kelly. What's up, family? How you guys doing?
Oh,
hey, Jerry.
What's going on, bro?
Nothing much. I didn't think you guys were going to put me in the queue this early. I was going to follow back behind some of these women that's going to try to cut up some of these brothers. I make the comment, I hang up and call back in about 30 minutes.
Okay,
I'll say
right.
this. First of all, I've been a single parent. My daughter's 24. I've had her since she was three.
Okay.
I've never received child support. I've asked her mom, why you don't help me out with Janae? She said, you're a good nigga. You're going to do it anyway.
Woo! Wow.
There is society today. You look on People magazine, you will see a black father, not, you know, a homeless kid or something like that. There are a lot of fathers out there that are participating in their kids' lives. But I don't think America is really, they don't want to see that. They don't want to.
No.
It's a bad stigma. It's a lot of things going out there that they're painting this picture that black fathers, all black fathers, are abandoning their kids, and that's not true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
That is
right.
Not true at all. I belong to a parenting organization. The name of it is My Child Says Daddy. For over 25 years, the founder, Reginald Brass, have fought for fathers' rights, and we've seen all kind of different stories. Now, in California, Chris Boss would be paying more than $2,500. In Cali is paying $1,500. But at any rate, I've seen some deadbeat fathers. And again, on the flip side, I was told I was a good nigga. He ain't going to pay it anyway. And I can collect the money or have the DA collect the money because she does hair, celebrities hair, working on sets, majority of the time was under the table. What I see and what I'm hearing in the Chris Boss situation, the mother is leveraging, because what happens if the kid goes and he starts to experience, I want to be with daddy.
Yep.
He'll look up,
yep.
No job, no $2,500, she up shit creek. It's always a problem when the other woman comes in. I had my daughter for 2 years, about a year and a half. It was cool. As soon as I hooked up with my ex-wife, it was off the chain.
Yeah.
It was off the chain. Yep. It was off the chain. It didn't matter if they went to the same high school together. After she found that out, it was really off the chain.
Yeah, that's it. And you kicking it with her? Of all people, you know, you for the
hey,
yeah.
It was bad.
Been a victim of it myself.
Yeah,
I know how it goes.
A lot of times these parents are pawning these kids back and forth, leveraging them, and a lot of times it's for their own ego. It's for their own.
It is. Yep.
They just kind of hang on. This is the only way I can hang on. I still got a piece of them. I'm controlling this.
I think that more or less than anything, I think that fear of not having control anymore hurts some of those females. That whole feeling of, if I keep dragging him to court, if I keep doing this, he would know that he was supposed to be here for me and the baby, but if he goes to court and he does this and I don't have, you know, I don't think they want to let that whole power and control of that situation go. That's what I believe about a lot of the time.
The percentages are high. The numbers are high in that case. A lot of women aren't open to tell the truth about it, but a lot of times they have to wear control. With me going to Sacramento petitioning for fathers' rights for 10 years, I've seen a lot of different things go down. And some of it is.
You know what? You're inside that father's right thing. And have you seen any laws as far as with father's right? Have you seen any of them been recalled or revisited or anything has been taken back to court to be looked at or anything like that to be become changed?
Well, what I've seen was, I've seen judges, 20 years ago, we used to picket the courthouse, our organization, picket the courthouse saying, hey, we're fathers, we need some rights. You guys need to quit ringing us through the ring and doing us wrong. Now the judges come to our meetings and say, this is what you need to do. This, when you walk in court, this is what you need to do. So it'll send off a signal and we know what you're doing.
Okay.
This is how to walk the walk and walk the talk. This is what you need to do. So the fight is different than what it used to be 25 years ago. I've seen a lot of guys now get custody of their kids from the mother.
Yeah,
the ones that really want to do it. I don't help guys that they trying to get out of paying child support. I don't play that.
I don't play that.
I don't believe a dad is. I don't think a father is a check. But I think child support should be paid.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, you got to do it, man. I'm for my kids. We've had conversations before on another show that we were talking. My ex with my stepkids that are grown, she's still playing the game. I got all three of my kids today.
Yeah.
Right.
Once I took the job as being a father, that's who I am. I'm the daddy.
That's what's
up. It's a lot of fathers out there.
All right.
They just need a little push or the know-how. They just need to know.
Right.
They need to know what direction to go. They get caught up in the system, or they get tired of hearing, you can't get them, you can't pick them up, and they shut down. And I'm here to tell you, any brother that's listening on the phone, don't ever let a woman or nobody take you from your kids. Do what you need to do. I'm not saying get physical, because your ass will be in jail, and you should be in jail. But keep knocking on the doors, keep going to court. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it out there. If you live in California and you give me a call, 310-503-8245. I'm going to help you for free. I'll go to court with you.
We definitely
all right. We got because that would he just dropped
for a couple of moments, Jerry. We got a couple of calls. The board is lighting up. So
he has dropped he has dropped a bomb, and a lot of people want to make a comment. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna do a quick break, and then we will be getting back into this. 951 and 337. We will be coming to y'all as soon as we come back from this break. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Smoke all the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser. Raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit that I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I was born with a foul mouth. It's not a disease or an illness. I just love f***ing cursing. You know, people say, like, good morning, Trish, and I go, f*** you, you asshole. It feels good. And my mom, she doesn't give a shit. She's been hearing words like, f*** you, asshole. Suck my d*** off and c*** sucker since the day I learned to speak. It does, however, affect my goddamn public life. Like, I really can't go out to restaurants. You know, where's the goddamn ladies' room, swipe? That's where food.com saved me.
Food.com is the internet's takeout and delivery service, and we can help. If you bastards can't control your goddamn language, Food.com can get you the food you want from local f***ing restaurants, and you can stay at home and curse all you goddamn like. No s***. Food.com. Sometimes it's best to just order in.
Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back, and we got some callers on the line. 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
951, you're on with Truth Brothers Radio. What's your name?
This is Mona.
Hey, how you doing, Mona?
Mona.
What's going on?
Fine, how you doing?
How'd you like the BET Awards?
That's a whole other program.
Not tonight.
All right, what's your comment?
I just want to say this. If you own a TV, if you read the newspaper, if you read magazines, you have to know all these high-profile relationships are not going to work. Now, I love my sisters to death, but you should not be able or you should not be afforded the lifestyle that you had, keyword is had, with the person that you was with. So instead of you out there buying purses and shoes and Christian Louis Vuittons and all that bling bling, you should have had an allowance to put some money in the bank for when that brother dropped you. You could take care of your own kid.
Well, here's my thing. I mean, if they were married, then, yeah, she's entitled to be kept up with the lifestyle that she was accustomed to when they were married. They wasn't married.
I don't believe
they
that.
Wasn't even,
I don't believe
they
that.
Wasn't even dating.
No, they were dating.
Well, they
were
dating.
That.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it like that. They were dating. But the fact of the matter is $2,600 a month for one child should be sufficient to take care of the child and the child's need. Now, that does not mean that Chris Bosch or whoever, who, let's just say, he loves his children. Let's just say that doesn't mean he wouldn't put her in a private school. That doesn't mean he's not going to put away for her college or a trust fund for her when she turns 18. That was just a stipulation of the court that he was adhering to.
I do not believe that you should be afforded the lifestyle that you had with a person that you are no longer with.
Okay.
Yes, you should get a nominal amount of money, but you should not be making the same amount of money of that man that did all that hard work. You should not be able to get all his damn money.
That's right.
What is you in a relationship for? You should not be able to do that.
And that's the thing, Mona. That's why I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Because here's my thing. If he was a regular Joe, you wouldn't be crying like this. You
exactly.
wouldn't went to, how about just opening your damn mouth and say, you know what? I lost my job, dude. Can we work something out?
Yeah.
Exactly. Open your mouth. You're going to bring a lawyer into this and make it all nasty and put him out there like that. That's foul.
Yeah, that's defamation of character. That's defamation of character.
Let me apologize now.
No, no.
I might let a couple of things
let it come out as you feel it, because I got a little story for y'all, too. And thanks for the call, Mona.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
You every week.
You're welcome.
All right. Now check this out. I'm gonna give y'all a little story about taking people to court. NFL Chicago Bear player, linebacker Lance Briggs.
Good
brother.
Pretty good.
Good brother. Now, he had a girl that he was dating. She gets pregnant. He like, oh, cool, you having my baby. I'm all in. This is great. This is what he does. He buys her a car.
Mm-hmm.
He gets her an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He furnishes the apartment. Takes care of the baby's room. Gets everything that the baby gonna need. This, that, and the third, whatever. Puts her in the apartment and say, boom, this is here you go. This is you. And if you need something, holler at me. Matter of fact, if the season is going on and I'm away, he gives her a credit card and says, here, if the baby or you need something, here you go.
Charge it.
Now, this wasn't good enough for her. She decided, or someone helped her decide, or someone told her wrong, that she should have been entitled to more. So she goes and gets a lawyer and begins to take him for child support. After all he's doing, not done, doing. So
yep.
The minute she done that, he went and lawyered up too. Well, he's an NFL player, one of the best NFL players in the league. He gets a high salary contract. He's got the money to get one of the best lawyers in Chicago. The lawyer said, hey, take all of it back, everything,
mm-hmm.
and make her start from scratch. These are the games that gets people's feelings hurt and hurts the child and hurts
yep.
everybody when
you
got to go to war like
you
this.
You know what's crazy to me? When did the kid become the W-2? Like,
exactly.
when did you take the kid into a point where you're like, okay, well, I need – this kid is going to be my paycheck.
Uh-huh.
You're using this kid as a point of, I'm not going to work again in my life, or I'm not going to work, period. My job is to get pregnant by this guy and take his money.
But see, here's my other thing with that being said. Strap up.
You
know what this is. You got groupies outside of your hotel room every night. You already know what this is. You already know.
Anthony Davis.
Take every
dude.
Especially you.
You're 19.
You're 19.
Strap.
Especially you.
Strap.
Baby,
cut it off.
Please.
Dude. 50 mil. Strap it up, bro. That's all I'm saying. Got much love for you, bro. Strap it up. But real quick, I want to just get into this comment that was left on the Truth Brothers page
okay.
from Yaya, called his first show. What's happening? She said her opinion on the topic is every man has a right to spend that time with their children and help in decisions unless he behaves in a way that is harmful to the child. The problem with father's rights is men like women who use those rights to manipulate the other parent. That's why she says F father's rights, LOL.
Okay, I'm a little confused then. Why is that F father's right? So she's saying that we do it to ourselves.
That might be what she's saying.
I think she's saying it's a joke. I think she's more or less alluding that, yeah.
Maybe she's saying, like, it's not father's rights. It's just parents to get together and raise a kid. Why do you need father's rights? I'm guessing that's what she's saying.
Yeah, yeah. If you're listening, if you're able to, call in, drop your thought.
That's
clarify
right. 818-514-1202.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what station are you calling? But, yeah, that was...
Don't forget my girl, La Crush.
Yeah. The Crush, she's there. She had a,
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yep, La Crush, you're back on. What's your comment, babe?
La Crush.
Okay, she might put us on.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, no problem.
Let me know
when
you're
ready. No, we got some 337. You're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your comment?
337. You're on with Truth Brothers Radio. What's your name?
Yeah, I don't think it's them. I'm having trouble with the board right now.
But anyway, to get back until we clear that up, my thing about this father's right is to go back to something that Mona had said earlier about the lifestyle. And basically not even just Mona, but what Candace said, if the guy was just a normal guy, you'd be happy with that $2,600 a month.
You sure would.
And to me, I did math. And my math was, first off, how can $30,000 a month take care of a kid? You really need $30,000. And what I found out during the process is the it's not child support; it's support of the custodial parent. That's the difference.
That's right.
It's called, you have to pay for their house, you have to pay for their transportation for the kid, you have to pay for the medical and all these other things for the kid. That's why it's not really child support. They can call it that.
And I'm not being flippant or funny here, but it's amazing at how much child or support goes into rims on cars.
Well, see, here's my thing.
I have seen it too many times.
I think it can be regulated in certain ways. Because this is so rampant, this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, you know, states sit by and make, you know, wait for fathers and, you know, and mothers pay that child support, they're making sure that that money gets to where it needs to go. They should also make the recipient of that money account for where that money is going every month.
No doubt.
They should have to lay it out. They should have to lay it out, just like you would do on your unemployment claim. You got to call in every 2 weeks for those who have been on unemployment before and have to certify whether you worked or not. You have to list, you know,
where
what
you
did.
Applied, yep.
And every now and then you have to submit a form showing, okay, where did you go to apply for jobs?
Right.
So you're saying it should be audit. I could agree with that.
Because it
should be a father's right to every other year or so to say, yeah, I want to come in and I want
to
audit.
You should be able to ask for an audit of the money that you're spending.
And be like,
it's like you go anywhere else, you're spending your money, you get a receipt. I want to see what you're doing with my money.
And that's,
period.
That's another
that
thing
goes
about
for men,
that
goes for women, period.
And I want Jerry, if Jerry Kelly is listening, I wanted to ask him a question about this. It was something that was brought up, before we take this real quick break, about child support and guys coming in receipts for what they paid. Those were considered gifts, not support for the kid. Jerry
right.
Kelly, if you listen, is that true or not? Truth Brothers Radio, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
We have so many
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. We're having something going on with the switchboard, but that's fine. We'll work on that. Thank you guys for hanging in there with us as we figure this out. We appreciate this. This topic seemed to be taking steam. So to go back to what I was saying about the receipts, and I don't know if Jerry Kelly is listening or whatever or not, but I wanted to clarify, is that true? I mean, if you can show receipts, which would be considered, I guess, an audit for the child, is that why are those considered, you know, receipts, or I mean, why are those considered gifts instead of actual purchases for the child?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I mean, to me, I don't get why, you know, because I have a family member who, one male, he has custody of his son now, and I have a female family member who's actually paying child support for her son.
Okay.
And I found it to be weird. I mean, it because I've never seen that before. I've heard of it, but I've never actually had the chance to see the female pay child support. And it just, mm-hmm. for some odd reason, she's, and I'm not just saying this because she's a family member, but she's not a bad parent.
Okay.
And I don't know how she didn't get custody. It mind boggled me. But,
well, it could be a number of things. I mean, you know, she probably didn't have a job at the time. It could be that she didn't have a job at the time or adequate finances to properly take care of that baby.
True.
You know, but just the, you know, just the point that she is paying. I mean, let's get this, get on one accord with this thing. It's about the kids, people.
Mm-hmm.
It really ain't about the money. I mean, yes, you need to support your child. But you all, if you two people had that baby, it's two people's responsibility to take care of the baby.
No doubt.
Just like it's responsibility on both parents to communicate, hey, look, I'm having a hard time financially.
Right.
Can
right.
we work something out? You know, no, I can't pay you this, but maybe I can babysit because I'm not working. Or, you know, you come to some type of consensus where your child is going to be fine. You
right.
know, and that's the thing that baffles me with this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I just really don't like how our brothers and sisters do this thing.
I mean, and another thing about this this situation is an actual event came across me the other day, and I was talking to a guy, and this goes back to something Mona had even said, that this girl had told this guy, same thing, matter of fact, it's even with Boss, this girl had told this guy, I lost my job, so I have to take you to child support. And that, like, it shocked me because I thought he was playing when he said it. He was like, no, like, for the whole time she was working, you know, they had the agreement that we're talking about. They had the, look, I'll drop them off, you pick them up, I'll, you know, pay for this at school if you do this. And they had that agreement. But she said that he told me, do her exact words was, I lost my job, so now I have to take you to child support. And that just, like, it boggled me. Like, I didn't get, why is that? Like, why are you, instead of going and say, you know what, I lost my job, you know, I might come to you for something else, and while I'm looking for another job,
right.
instead of saying that, you went straight to child support.
You attract more flies with sugar than you do vinegar. I mean, you didn't have to, I mean, you guys have a kid in common. He acknowledges your kid. He's not taking you for paternity tests and putting you through the
right.
ring on this whole
right.
thing. You know, you're getting something out of it. And I'm sure if you would just say, hey, look, I just lost my gig, you could have kept it quiet, kept it out the papers, kept it out the press, you
right.
know, not upset his family because obviously you all have moved on.
Right.
You didn't have to make it a big spectacle. Now you got your baby out there like that.
Yep.
You know, over $2,600 when you feel like you deserve 30, tell me what they do that at. I mean, what?
And it ain't just
really?
That though. Ladies, real quick. If you take a guy to child support court, and let's just say he brings home anywhere between $300 to $400 a week, right? You are only taking home $160, which to me, at the end of the month, you'll probably get more without taking them to support, because some dudes are cool with just, oh, you're taking me? Here you go. Don't ask me for another dime. So if you go that route of just paying child support, and well, not just paying, but if you go that route of taking a guy to child support, you're not going to, especially in this economy, and it's not like you're rolling with a Chris Bosh, a LeBron James, a Tiger Woods, a Kobe Bryant. You're not rolling with a guy like that. You got to know that Keith over at the Kmart ain't going to be able to support you financially, you, your house, and all these other things. So, you know, that's just something to play with. And, again, thanks for everybody who's still hanging in there while we deal with these technical issues that we're having. We appreciate that. But just to get that out there, ladies, that's not a thing. I mean, I don't want to get into a story like that, but another close friend was dating this girl. She had a kid when she met this dude, had a kid, wind up. The kid, he bonded real well with the kid. They wound up getting real close, and the mother was happy that she got close to her son, whose actual father was never in that kid's life. Then the guy turns around, has a baby by the girl.
Okay.
They're kicking it. Now they have, you know, he's taken care of and being around her kid while they're raising the one they have together. Wind up, they thing didn't work out. They wind up going their separate ways. Guy tells the girl, hey, you know what? We're not together no more. And it's not like I can come through and I want to come through and just grab my child that I have with you because, you know, I want to build that bond with this kid now so
right.
that, you know, she'll know or he'll know who the father is. The girl gets upset and says, well, if you take your kid, you have to take the other one too. And the guy says, why? I mean, that's not my child. I'm not obligated to take care of that kid. I'm obligated by law to take care of the one I have with you. But the girl's excuse was, he's the only person you've known as his father.
And I got news for you. A court would probably see it the same way, too. There's a lot of dudes who get caught up in court, and they end up paying child support for a child that's not theirs. And when they find out later on, years down the line, that the kid wasn't theirs, a lot of times the judge still makes him pay the support because that's the only dad that the child knows.
But you know what's crazy about that, though? The kid, when he met the girl, she had already had the kid, and he was like 4. And the thing is, it's not like it was a newborn.
Right.
And they was like, oh, we got a kid together. And, well, no, the kid was
so
4.
The kid was already 4 when they met.
He was already 4 when they got together.
When they got together, okay.
And winds up, they get a kid together, and you're telling, now you're holding, you're the kid he has with her.
Yeah, it's more morals than it is actually, you know, obligation here.
Right.
You know, because that's that weird fine line there, you know, because it depends on so much. I mean, now let me ask you, with the 4-year-old, was the father involved at all?
No.
Doesn't
know he exists. And now here's what's crazy about that situation. The girl winds up, they wind up going their separate ways. The girl takes the guy who's been in their kid life. She takes him to child support, but doesn't take the boy, the 4-year-old's father, to child support.
How does she pick and choose?
Because she know he'll do it. Because
exactly.
He's been responsible the whole time.
Wow.
That's what I'm
saying.
There's a lot of females.
Now that I think about it, yeah, I know somebody in that exact same situation.
Yeah, there's a lot of females who will deal with one dude. Let's just say she's dealing with the bum, the abusive bum, like in your Brooklyn story, the dude.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a baby with him, but then she, you know, gets with another dude. A respectable dude who's trying to, you know, just do what he do and live his life and be a good brother. And she'll take him to child support but won't take the other dude because she know the other dude is dirty and act or get violent or whatever.
Right. And that has happened the case. But I feel as if no dude is in that child life, no matter how many fathers are in your I hate that term baby daddy, but no matter how many baby daddies you have, you can't determine because your fear, you have to determine by what that person does as far as that kid's development, as far as that kid's life, as far as like if he's in there or not. You know, that's my main thing. And again, we want to say thank you to everybody who's still hanging in there with the Truth Brothers.
Yep.
We're good now. We got a lot of calls here. So let's get to some of them. So 337, you was up next. You on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
I finally heard the beat too.
Yeah.
Going on.
Sorry, we was having some technical difficulties there, but we're on track now.
I understand that. And the situation is, I'm a host. As a matter of fact, I'm one of your satellite co-hosts. I'm Black Reporter. I'm Black Reporter, co-host with La Crush on Phone Fantasy Radio. We've heard you. You've heard me?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
well, just want to say hello to my Left Coast fans. I lived in Arizona for 25 years, and my ex and my two daughters are still in Arizona. I'm back in Louisiana. But I understand the whole situation and everything, and I got to say that, you know, there are some women who do know what they're doing as far as getting child support, and some women who are just trying to get over.
Okay.
All right.
I totally agree with that, bro. Go ahead.
No, it's just a hands-up type of thing. You know, you don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a simple way that you can handle it. Be a little bit, you know, well, not speaking with you directly, but just to be more choosy of the situation. Because I know just about everyone. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's at least, everybody that you knows at least 2 to 3 people who are going to something similar, if not the exact same thing.
Yeah,
you know.
And we got a lot of calls in the bank here. We're going to try to hit them all up. So
okay.
630, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's up? This is Kevo.
Hey,
what's
going
happening?
On, bro?
What's happening?
Man. I was just trying to listen, and I had to jump in here, man.
What's right. your comment?
Well, one of the things, you know, I was listening to, you know, what you all were saying about the whole child support thing. And, you know, just like you said, it's not child support. It's the custodial parent support.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
you know, it really doesn't make any sense how, you know, I don't know where other callers are listening from, but I can only speak on the state of Illinois. And this state is totally screwed up. You know, anytime that a person is able to just, you know, jump up and say anything or do different things, and, you know, the courts look at you, oh, you're the non-custodial parent. Skip you, you're the custodial parent, so we're going to do everything in the world. It's just not right, you know. But it's so many, I'm not even going to say men, I'm going to say it's so many men and women that's not willing to stand up and say anything. That's how come we keep getting screwed, because 1, 2, 5 people can't do nothing. Because if you look at all the violence on TV, why did the police or why did other people start doing things? Because you got these people marching, contacting the news. You know, they're out here with their cameras and stuff. And finally, the government looking at it like, oh, my God, you know, they're making this big fuss about it. We need to do something. And we as people, as parents, need to stand up and, you know, say what it is we need to say and voice our opinion and start holding these politicians accountable for the laws that they're putting into place.
And as you're saying that, you know, part of the problem is the women have the women's lib movement, the women's rights movement have a large block in that.
Yeah. And another thing, I mean, the whole thing is, hold on.
I'm sorry, Devon. I didn't mean to cut you off. Elaborate.
Yeah, the women's organizations lobby politicians, and they started the deadbeat dad law, which I thought was a very good law when you had fathers who were just behind and not paying child support to put pressure on them. The whole thing in Illinois about suspending your license.
Driving license.
When you're behind on child support came from that movement, and I thought it was a good idea, but now it's being wielded as a weapon just to punish the father. Say you lose your job and you've been unemployed for a while because this is a bad economy. We all know people who've been unemployed, but you're a good dad and you're trying to do the best you can for your kid, but you just can't make these child support payments no more. You've got a system in Illinois that will purposely lose your paperwork when you try to get it amended to adjust or modified from your current from your old salary to what you're doing now. They purposely lose your paperwork. They purposely mess you up. I got a friend right now who was getting a job that required him to drive a lot because it was going to be working for a utility company. Child support suspended his license after he told them, I'm getting a job, I just haven't started it yet. I'm slated to start it next month, but I just haven't got it yet. And they suspended his license anyway and cost the man his job. That's not right.
You got another call?
Yeah, we got another call. 310, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, it's Jerry Kelly again.
Oh, yeah, hey, what's going on,
man? What's going on?
Okay. You asked a question about receipts. It all depends on what state you're in. In California, if you're in California and you're spending time with your kids, you're out spending money, things of that nature, when you go to court, you need to bring your receipts. It's showing that you are active with your kid when you're the parent that don't have the kid. Now, another thing I want to touch on, there are some mothers out there know from day one that this particular guy is saying, oh, Joe, you're the dad. They know damn well Joe not the dad. And you look up 15 years, 14 years, 8 years down the road, things come up, and the gentleman finds out he's not the dad. I think those women should be prosecuted. 10 years
I think
or
it's
more.
Fraud, yeah. I think yeah.
10
fraud.
Years, not only fraud, look what they've done to the kid, the father. They
yeah.
messed up maybe
mental
other marriages he could have had and things of that nature. They need to start prosecuting those mothers 10 years or more.
No doubt.
818-514-1202.
On the other end, men that are not taking care of their kids, they should be prosecuted 10 years or more. Serious.
No doubt. I totally agree with you.
These kids is not asking to come into this world.
Exactly.
Now, as you're saying that in California, I'm going to put you up on the laws here in Illinois. Receipts
okay.
don't mean anything.
Yeah, those
not one thing.
Right, it's a gift.
They're going to consider it a gift. Now, this is what kills me with that you could be doing everything you can, because when you're with the lady and you guys aren't married but you're dating or you're having this baby together, you go into this thing jointly. That means you go baby shopping together. Mm-hmm. You go buy the crib together. You go buy the clothes
right.
together. You're doing all
right,
of this.
Right.
You're not writing checks
Check
on the memo
like,
saying,
right.
I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You're doing what you're supposed to do because you just end up caught up in the moment with the person that you're with, that you care about.
Yeah, right. And I
now, as you say that, when you go into child support, you say, hey, I bought cribs. I did this. I bought car seats. I've done this. I traded in my Z, and I bought an Altima because I knew I was having a kid here. I'm adjusting to include this child in my life. And then you show them the receipt, and they look at you and say, oh, those are gifts. Now, you giving gifts, but at the same time, they're going to tell you you're irresponsible.
Yeah.
That's just a contradiction in terms right there. You telling me that I'm just an irresponsible Santa Claus then, huh? That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Where's your rant? But we got, with Jerry, we got a man, thanks for holding on with us. We got our switchboard is lit up, bro, but hold on, man.
Nope.
We might be able to get back to you, bro. Hold on.
No problem, family. No problem.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Yep. I think this is LaCrush here. Hey, LaCrush, you're back on. Is that you, babe? 347.
You're on with Truth Brothers. 347, you're on with Truth Brothers Radio. You
no,
there?
I think that, yeah, I think.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes, she is.
Hey, LaCrush? Okay, there we go. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's LaCrush. All right, a lot of things have happened since
yeah,
the
yeah.
start of this show. But I know it's only a limited time, so I'll just keep it as short and simple as I can. Technically, I agree with Jerry there who came on and spoke about it, and to an extent, I also agree with Mona who called in as well. My only concern is that, you know, a lot of these parents, I don't have any children. Technically, I don't want any children. So, you know,
okay.
That's a whole other story itself. So,
right,
no,
if they're
trying to go there.
But see, you're smart enough to know that you don't want it. So that's what's
up. Right.
Go ahead, babe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We done talked about a lot about this. But, you know, to me, technically, it all falls down to being selfish and greedy.
Mm.
You know, selfish on the part that, you know, they only want to, you know, some men only want to take care of the kid if it benefits them in some way. And some women only want to let you better take care of your kid if it benefits them in some way. Now, as far as the Chris Walsh and all that, I don't know the story. I didn't follow the story. I didn't look up the story because I don't follow things like that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, we were just using that as a metaphor. So.
No, I technically get it. You know, I live in New York City. I went to all-girl high school. So I get it. You know, my girlfriends, I get it. They have these guys that sit up there and claim they're making all this money, but they can't pay their child support. And their child support is like $50 a week. Why
right.
You can't pay that, I don't know.
Right. And again, like I said, the Truth Brothers ain't here taking up for the bum.
Yeah, no
we will
doubt.
Call a bum
no,
out.
No, no, no.
You're
I
not
totally,
doing what
you're
supposed
totally agree.
To do.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not trying to beat down nobody. I'm not trying to go there with
sure.
anybody. However, yeah. My thing is this. I don't care what state you're in. My thing is, if it's not for the courts, do it for yourself. You know, do it for your child. You know, because at the end of the day, that's who is affected by all of this, whether it's child support, whether it's anything. Take it, you know, do it for your child, because when your child turns 18, it's their choice. If they want to be with you, if they want to be around you, if they want to get to know you, if they want to be want you involved in their life, at the end of the day, that's who's going to benefit or that's who's not going to benefit. And you can show them, like, listen, I wasn't a deadbeat dad. This is the stuff that I did do for you.
Yeah. No doubt.
You know,
no.
And that's how I feel about it.
It's just bogus as hell that you have to, you know, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I mean, my thing that just enrages me with this whole thing, it's bogus as hell to even have to go through that. You know what I mean? The mental anguish you're going to put on your kid, you know what I mean, to have to, you got to play tit for tat with this whole thing. You know, your kid will
right.
sit back for years and
general.
Years and years thinking
right.
that you weren't this and you weren't that, but then you
right.
have to go and show, look, I tried, and now your kid's going to be mad at the mother now, and then it just causes this
yeah.
this whole ball of confusion
circle.
That doesn't
it's
even need to fucking be.
You know what I
you
think?
You know,
though,
it's just wrong.
I believe
it's wrong.
I believe that in the long run, though, the kid, not just the kid, but the parent, a lot of the times, and I don't want to seem biased because I'm not biased in this situation, but I believe a lot of the times the guys come in just looking for a resolution. Like, how can we solve this as diplomatic, especially if the guy's going through the ringer? Let's just get this done. And this goes back to something I think Calvin
okay.
has said. About why dudes don't stand up and a lot of people won't get together because, boy, a lot of times people are just like, look, I'm tired of dealing with this.
But you know what?
I'll
to
just
get back
deal
on
with
that.
It and go through the ring.
But you know what? To touch on that really quick, I said that to you guys actually some time ago, just
mm-hmm.
in general conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what needs to happen. You need to set up a convoy, and just like the women's rights organizations went out to establish these deadbeat dad laws, people know. You think Illinois don't know as well as these other states don't know what's going on? They don't give a damn.
You know why?
They don't give a damn. And it's so messed up because a lot of minority fathers go through this.
But
that's
you,
what's
yep.
so bogus about this whole thing.
Yeah.
So before anything can happen, you have to immobilize and make something happen with it.
That's
make your voice
but
heard
and
on.
Thanks to La Crush for calling.
That's
in.
Right.
Too
we
many people get
that.
Upset.
That's
too
right.
many people get upset about. Now I ain't done yet.
Yeah.
Too many people get upset, you know, and want to sit around. Yeah, we can sit here, and I'm thankful for our show because we get to voice what's really real here.
Right.
But it's time to do something about what we know.
True.
We know what goes
but,
on.
But let me put it like this, from a guy's perspective, it gets demoralizing. It gets it, no.
It gets demoralizing
because
not enough people are doing anything about it. Now, Calvin made a very good point. I ain't done. Kelvin made a very good point. He was saying 1, 2, 5, 6, 7 people not going to get it.
Right.
But we all know, and like I said earlier, we know at least 2 to 3 people who are going through stuff like this, if not worse, right now.
True.
We know people who have kids with women who have things going on in the house they can't do anything about. Their kid come back telling them, oh, this happened and this happens over there when this person comes by there, can't do nothing about it.
Right.
Time out for that.
But again, I mean, look, men are supposed to be strong. Men are supposed to be able to take it on the chin, and we know all of that, yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, and men
yada,
have
yada.
Feelings too.
Yada, yada, yada.
No, I'm just saying. And it gets demoralizing to see somebody that you used to care about you're going through the ringer with this person, to go into court and to watch them lie on you, to watch a whole system turn on you. I know I've been through it. Other brothers been through it. I remember trying to get information in order to fight, and I went to a police station one time to ask for information as to what to do about how to approach this situation about my children, and I've watched cops turn on me and turn around. Well, what did you do? What the hell are you mean? Hey, man, I'm coming in here asking you a question.
Even more of a reason why this needs to get done.
I feel you, but
Don't let nobody take your rights away from your kids.
You know
kids.
What, though? About
nobody.
That, though, Candace, like, really, like, the thing is, nobody is supposed to keep you from your kids. You're right, but you're not going to jeopardize your livelihood in order to do that. I'm not.
Right.
If you tell me, you better not come to my house, and if you come there, I will have the police at my
That's
door.
That's right.
You're gonna tell me you're locked up, and you can say, "Hey, I came to see y'all. I went to jail to prove it." You can't do that because that now is on your record. Jeopardize any job you can get.
Right.
Now.
And when you're dealing with good brothers, when you're dealing with brothers who know, hey, one, I'm not going to get physical with a woman. I know I'm never going to stoop to that level.
And
no,
I understand
and
that.
There are women who will use that. And they will push every button in the book to try to make you go there so they can lock you up. Or they will lie on you. A woman don't know the aspect of having a cop come on your job and arrest you because she beat herself up or she says you beat her up.
What's
Guys,
wrong?
Go through this.
Okay, and I feel that. And I'm empathizing with that. I totally get that. But what I'm saying is, why not go to your capitals? Go and lobby for change on this bullshit.
You're absolutely
Why
right.
Why not immobilize, get people who are in the same boat, and go out there and have a peaceful demonstration about
this. Though,
I don't get that.
Why do you think that women who know that dudes are going through the ringer won't organize this? Like women, because I believe a lot of times,
or call out other women.
Let me tell you something, and I can speak to this. I did. I've done this for my husband before. I've done it. I wrote journalists and everything. And, you know, I actually got us a newspaper article about the whereabouts of his kids because I've been personally affected by it just like he has.
Okay.
You know, but it takes the men to stand up. This is affecting you.
Okay.
This is something. Now, women, we can stand right there and be with you and be behind you.
No doubt.
But it has more of an impact
when the men
if your kids can see all these other men out here, just like the Million Man March, the Million More Movement, see all these people standing for them.
Now, let me ask you this in the same token with that, right? At the same time, we're saying it takes all these men. Now, this law, let's be honest, is biased towards women. Let's be honest here.
It is.
Now,
it is.
If the women who the law is biased to do, if all these dudes get together, yeah, they'll be like, okay, yeah, they got together and they did, they that, they whatever. But if women approach a law that's for them and say, you know what, this dude, if you bringing bloody Jesus up, hey, look at what we're doing to him. Let's at least revisit these laws because this isn't right. Now we can
it needs
come
to
up
start there, with fathers first.
No doubt.
I feel what you're saying,
doubt.
But it needs to start with the men first. So now the women can see, hey, look, we need to support our men on this.
And it is going on.
We need to see how serious you are first about this, so we can come and back you and support you like we're supposed to do.
But it is, and the laws are changing, and it's a study. Long climb. The laws have changed a whole lot in just the past 10 years.
It just sounds like every time I bring this to somebody, every time I bring this, and I'm not talking about you guys, but every time I bring this to men, there's always something why we can't get this done.
Because every, you know why?
You let yourself get beat down and,
Go ahead.
But until you stand up and say, you know what, we're going to take a shot at this. We need to at least try and see what happens. It's going to be a long, hard battle. It is. But anything that you're going to go through, if you're going to sit around and go through it with your baby mama for years and years and years, if you're going to do that for 18 years about this one kid, do it one day with a group of men.
Okay. Well, and I'll tell you, this is what we're going to do. Since this is such a hot topic, we will come back with part two of this topic in 2 weeks. Next week, we have a very special episode for you guys, and we're going to come back in 2 weeks,
and we gonna tackle this. And I'm gonna get in touch with Jerry. We're gonna have him as a guest.
That's cool.
And we're gonna wrangle this thing out. And then when we do this in 2 weeks, we're gonna really go there then. We're gonna really get personal and we're gonna really
go there and
ferret this thing out and see what we can grow out of the thing. Because we are just about out of time here, so we're going to go ahead and start wrapping this thing up. I'd like to thank everybody who called.
No doubt.
And this has been a great time. Thanks to everybody. This has been a great show. Thanks, LaCrush. I hope you enjoy your vacation.
Jerry Calvin, everybody who listened, Mona, everybody who called in, man, we want to thank you all.
LaCrush, Greg, thanks for all your comments.
Everybody in the chat room, William, Justice Reed, everybody.
All right, and we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in.
Peace.